medical school with qualified teachers. Having four children delivered by a different naturopathic physician and also meeting the daily prices of raising four children, I know that naturopaths are qualified and trained properly to handle emergencies and illnesses. I support this bill very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Karen. And to the moderators, both in Anchorage and in Mat-Su, could you give us a list or a number of people that are left that would like to be heard before I continue?
Representative Tischer, this is the moderator in Anchorage. We have two more witnesses who have not had a chance to testify, and Dr. Bonner has an additional comment she would like to make following those two, if possible.
Thank you. And how about Mat-Su?
Yes, we have three people remaining to testify at this time.
Thank you. Well, now we're down to evens again, so I think I'll alternate from Anchorage to Mat-Su and back again so that we all have an opportunity to speak one at a time. Let's go to Mat-Su then, please.
I would like to add my support to House Bill 347 for the licensing of naturopaths in Alaska. I'm a very strong believer in the benefit of naturopathic medicine. Several years ago, my wife was severely ill, and we took her to all the best MDs in the Anchorage area. And I honestly believe that she would have died had we not found a fine naturopathic physician in Seattle who treated her successfully. We need good qualified naturopaths in Alaska. And I'm Captain E.T. Pettigrew on Alaska Airlines.
Thank you, Captain. I wish you'd have flown down here today so we could have come back to Anchorage to hold this hearing today in Anchorage. Unfortunately, we are isolated from that. Thank you, Dr. Pettigrew. And are there questions of the committee members? Seeing none, let us go back then to Anchorage to the next witness.
I'm Connie Walker, and I would like to voice the opinion that I would like this bill put into law. I have gone to Dr. Pettigrew over the last 4 years and have found him to be a very competent physician. I have had some rather bad experiences with the medical society here in Anchorage. I don't wish to go into detail, but this is one of the reasons that I feel that I prefer to go to a naturopath, because my experience with a naturopath has been superior to that of going to a regular medical doctor. Once more, I wish to voice that I am in favor of this bill.
Thank you, Connie. I have a question for you, if you would answer, please. If you are seeking medical advice from a naturopath, in what way do you feel that you would benefit by the authorization of dispensing the natural drugs, for example, and the fact that in this bill it addresses that it would allow the naturopaths to practice medicine, naturopathic medicine in the manner in which they have been educated and trained to do? And have you felt as though you have had some restrictions on that delivery of service at this time?
I don't feel that there have been any restriction. However, I can see that what is going to take place if this bill does not become law is that the doctors here will probably be asked not to practice. And this would be a disservice to the people that depend on them, who do not care to go to a regular medical doctor. Now, Dr. Pettigrew has referred me to a regular medical doctor for previous problems, and I feel that he would continue to do such in the future. And under his guidance, I would go to a medical doctor for those problems. As to why I am so interested in this bill, I have always been interested in the medical profession since the time I was very small. And I also have been very interested in all the different alternative health practices here in Anchorage. I've also been extremely interested in naturopathic doctoring and would honestly like to be such a physician. However, I do have a family, and it does require 7 years of study to become a doctor. And at this time, I find that is a conflicting thing for me. I could not go to Oregon and become a physician without great difficulty to my family. I hope this has answered your question.
Thank you very much, Connie. I appreciate that. To the moderator, then, in Matsu, could we have the next witness there?
My name is Paula Pettyjohn, and I support HB 347, and I think that it should be passed. I find it interesting to note that each and every doctor who testified earlier, when they were referring to naturopath physicians and their experience and training and education, started out by saying, I don't believe, and I don't know, and I don't feel. And so they had no real basis except for their own opinions about naturopathic education and the profession itself. How can they be asked to be given expert opinion on something that they haven't researched and know nothing about? I doubt that when the laws were passed to license and govern dentists who do oral surgery and chiropractors, that the medical profession was consulted in too great a detail. Why then are they being consulted now? The naturopathic view and treatment itself is light years away from the traditional medical profession. The naturopath's view is to get the body itself to heal itself, and the traditional medical profession is to either treat the symptom and not necessarily the illness itself. And if they can't take care of the problem then they'll try to cut it out. The doctors and representatives of the medical society are saying that if a person wants to treat the sick, it must be their way or no way at all. I know of several people that Dr. Pettyjohn has treated, and they all have only good things to say about his treatment. I know in my own personal experience, he's treated my four children and ourselves, and my brother-in-law, who was up here for a while, broke out with a severe case of shingles that was seeping all over. He couldn't even wear clothes next to his skin. And he went to a regular medical doctor, and they could only prescribe some medication for the itching and said take soda baths, and hopefully it would clear up in 3 to 6 weeks. Meanwhile, he wasn't able to do anything. We sent him to Dr. Pettyjohn, who gave him some vitamins and some homeopathic remedies, and he was much better in 3 days and completely cleared up in 6.
Thank you.
I have 4 children. I have had them all in the hospital. To say the least, it was a major ordeal to deal with the medical community. They want a pound of flesh, and they charge you, make sure that it's paid in full before you have it, even when you have complete medical insurance and coverage. I am due with my 5th one and called around and found out that doctors are now charging anywhere between $1,000 and $1,300 just for the doctor's fee to have a child, a regular delivery in the hospital. Doctors are making it very difficult for people to bear children and have traditional OB care, and they're looking for alternative methods because they just cannot afford what is being charged right now. I've seen Dr. Pettyjohn deliver babies, and I can assure you that his care is far superior to anything that I've received in the hospital. If my doctors were even there to begin with, which most of them weren't, the nurses delivered it, then it was only to catch the baby, and then they patted their wallet and walked off. And I want you to know that I know that Dr. Pettyjohn is not in this for the money, that I've seen him do a lot of good things, and I think that we should have the alternative, and that if I should ever decide to have my babies at home, that I could do so, and that I could have Dr. Pettyjohn deliver it without knowing that we were breaking any laws. And I completely support this song. I hope that you guys have been listening to what we have to say today, because I think it's important in our medical care. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul, and I assure you we have been listening. We have been more than listening. We have taken notes, and we record everything, and it's all put down in the form of minutes for a permanent record, so that I want to reassure everyone that we are not just cursorily listening to you. Could we now go back to Anchorage again?
Representative Tischer, this is the moderator. We have a flexible number system here. We now have three more witnesses, and again, Dr. Bonner, who wishes to add a comment. So our next witness is Bill Eel.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Before Bill begins his testimony, could you indicate whether or not Dr. Pettijohn is still present in the room?
Yes, Dr. Pettijohn is still here.
Thank you. After the testimony of this one witness, I have one question to ask him.
My name is Bill Deal. I'm a local businessman, and I'd like at this time to go on record in favor of this House bill. I'd like to see it passed. I'm representing my wife and my family, who was treated by Dr. Pettijohn very successfully. I'll keep it brief. We are simply interested in seeing it done. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bill. And before we go to Matt Sue, Dr. Pettijohn, if you could come forward just a moment. In the committee substitute that was offered by Dr. Fritz, there's one line that I would like to consult you with to see get your reaction on. That has to do with the disciplinary sanction section. It states that, hold on just a moment. After a hearing, the department may limit, deny, suspend, or revoke a license or censure a licensee if the person, and then there is one, two, three, four, and so forth. One is habitually overusing alcoholic beverages and impersonating another healthcare provider. And then the one provision that I'd like to ask you about, it says, performs or assists in the performance of abortions. What is your reaction to that specification?
Well, concerning abortions, as far as I'm concerned, you could put in the law that naturopaths are not allowed to do abortion. And the philosophy of the naturopathic profession is do no harm to the patient, and I feel that, personally, that would be no problem. And naturopaths, as far as I know, are not licensed to do abortion in any other state in the United States. And it would be kind of a conflict in the philosophy of natural treatment and to do no harm to the patient. So that would be no problem with me, personally.
Thank you, Doctor. And now could we hear from the witness?
Did you ask for Matt Sue, Madam Chairman?
No, I didn't, but I wish to. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My name is Tom Pettijohn, and I'm the brother of Dr. Pettijohn. And I don't have a lot more to add to the comments today other than that I do agree with the passage of the Bill 347. But I'd just like to add that I'm personally acquainted with my brother and his dedication to the well-being and the health of his patients.
Some brothers don't get along.
And I know that he has spent many years of service, of trying to gain an education, and of trying to do the best that he can so that he can take care of the health of people, and that this is one of the true goals in his life is to provide good health for those people that seek him out. And this is my comment.
Thank you very much, Tom. There are no questions from the committee members, so let's go back then to Anchorage to the next witness there.
Our next witness, Representative Tischer, is Cindy Ziegler.
Good afternoon. I'm Cindy Ziegler, and I'm here to support House Bill number 347. I would like to say basically that I am, as far as the medical care, I think traditionally with the traditional medical establishment, probably 90% of the time. I have used naturopath medicine about two or three occasions and have found it to be very satisfactory when I was at a dead-end wall with traditional medical help. It did not automatically transfer me over to constantly using the naturopathic way. However, it was very comforting at the time to know that when I reached the dead end at one point, there was an alternative that I could go to and make an intelligent decision on my own. As near as I can gather from the research that I've done, the study areas and the training of the naturopathic physicians is extensive, and much of the training is exactly the same or very similar to what the traditional medical physicians receive. If the naturopathic approach and use of that material is different, then I'm not too sure exactly why that upsets quite as many people as it seems to upset. I resent very much the idea that the medical profession or the legislature or anyone else should come forward in a protective role in concern for my welfare and totally negate the fact that I am a rational, thinking, intelligent human being and not somebody who doesn't know any better or doesn't know what she's talking about, and that choices should be taken out of my hands because these people are more educated and are aware of what is good or bad for me. The other question that I'd like to mention or address, which prompted me to get up and speak, was one of the last remarks about misuse of drugs and their concern that naturopaths may in fact misuse drugs. If there haven't been enough television programs and books on the subject of doctors misusing drugs and doctors giving out Valium prescriptions, etc., to people who chose to abuse them or handing them out like candy for a price, I really fail to see very much difference between the abuse of a prescription under a naturopath's use and the abuse of a prescription under a physician's use. That is a person's choice, and it seems to me that the person's choice should be something that they can't take away from us and should be something that we should be allowed to have a little bit of a say in. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate your comments. And now could we go to Matt Sue? And would this be the last witness, Matt Sue?
Madam Chairman, Matt Sue has no further persons to testify.
Thank you very much. Is there any witnesses left in Anchorage that would like to speak?
Representative Tissue, we have Kathy Gerstenberger next to testify.
I'm a registered nurse, and I'm only speaking as a very satisfied recipient of naturopathic medicine. I'm very enthusiastic about House Bill 347 because if passed, it would be a means of fostering and encouraging the practice of naturopathy in the state of Alaska. Not only would the licensing of naturopathic physicians be a means of quality control, I believe it would also encourage more naturopaths to relocate to Alaska, thus making this method of healing available to more Alaskans. I urge you to pass this bill for both benefit of the profession and for the health and welfare of all Alaskans.
Thank you very much, Kathy. We appreciate your comments. There are no questions from the committee members. So are there other people that would like to speak in Anchorage?
Representative Tischer, I don't believe there are any witnesses who have not testified. Dr. Bonner, who testified earlier, has asked the commission to make additional comments this time.
Yes, that would be very good, Dr. Bonner. We appreciate your comment.
Thank you for allowing me to speak again. The main reason that I wanted to speak again was to say that after listening to many patients here, or many people and consumers who testified about naturopathic medicine, I did want to make the point that a lot of people seem to be confusing the issue of natural childbirth with the practice of naturopathic medicine. Remember, I said earlier that billions of people, of course, we all know, have been delivered by natural childbirth, or none of us would be here today. And, of course, natural childbirth, the majority of people are able to do very well with natural childbirth. It seems that a lot of women confuse natural childbirth with the practice of naturopathic medicine, and we're not opposed to natural childbirth, of course, in the practice of medicine. I would be remiss, of course, in not rebutting some of the things that were said about my earlier testimony, and so I would like to say something about that right now. In the comments were made that said that I did not investigate whether or not the naturopathic schools were well staffed or whether they were well trained, and there's a position paper, which you're probably aware of, that was put forth last year on this House Bill number 347, in which it said in a 1968 study U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare stated that naturopathic theory and practice are not based upon the body of basic knowledge related to health disease and health care, which has been widely accepted by the scientific community. And, of course, this position has remained unchanged today. They are not in line with the usual and customary practice and the standard of medical practice in the community. And this is what I based some of my comments on about that they had misdiagnosed patients. I know that physicians do not always make the correct diagnosis, but I think the majority of physicians pursue a diagnostic or scientific approach to the procedure or the diagnosis of disease that is based on scientific evidence in the community or in the scientific community that's widely accepted throughout the entire medical community in the world. And naturopathic physicians do not use this same methodology as far as I'm concerned. And another comment,
sorry, I asked.
One of the naturopaths today commented that he was opposed to abortions, and I respect that opinion, and I think he probably I'm certain that he is sincere in his opposition to abortion. However, the Anchorage Medical Society meeting the other night, an obstetrician testified that there was someone here locally practicing naturopathic medicine who used suction abortions in the home and did a episiotomy. So unfortunately, this obstetrician could not come this afternoon because the obstetrician was involved in the delivery of a baby in the hospital. But I don't know whether or not this is hearsay or whether this physician, I think this physician has actual evidence that this was practiced by someone who, quote, says they're practicing naturopathic medicine. Whether they fall in the same category as these other naturopaths, I do not know. So that's the end of my comment.
Thank you, Doctor. One thing I would like to make the committee aware of is that with such a statement from a physician, although it was a statement, I caution you to understand that that was hearsay, and unless those accusations can be proven to us, we will strike it from the record in dealing with the abortion issue on a naturopath. I would do the same for any physician, unless they themselves are present and in the room to answer such an accusation. With that, then, I believe that we have satisfied all the stations in Anchorage that wish to that have witnesses for testimony, and as far as I know, we can close the network down. Now,
Representative Tischer?
Yes.
This is the Anchorage moderator, and Dr. Jasper did also wish to make an additional comment that the committee will allow him the privilege.
I shall allow that privilege since we allowed it for Dr. Bonner.
Short weekend.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to address the committee again. I made a list of some specific points I wanted to address. Going to the end of the list, the inflammatory statement by Dr. Bonner, I think, is typical of what promotes ill will among people to make the statement that such a practice is going on in the name of naturopathic medicine and then not to substantiate it with a name, a date, or a place is the worst type of dirty politics that I am aware of. I find it reprehensible that she would make that statement. I feel that the statement was slanderous in its nature and that she owes an apology. The people that have come to this hearing in good faith expecting to have chance to hear things and not to to hear that type of slanderous statement. Going off of that, Dr. Bonner's statement that she supports natural childbirth in the practice of medicine, that her idea of, or the medical established idea of natural childbirth in the practice of medicine is in a room located in a hospital, which is made up to look like a hotel room with the wallpapers, lamps, etc. And if a person does not risk out of the situation they're able to have the baby there, otherwise they take them up one flight of stairs on an elevator and have a standard hospital delivery. And I think it's interesting to note that many hospitals throughout the country are now doing this, but they only did that in response to the movement, the grassroots movement, to seek out better obstetrical care. It was only as midwives and naturopathic physicians began offering these services and becoming more and more prominent, then in a competitive measure, the hospitals began trying to offer a service similar to try and regain the market there. And I think that the reason people confuse natural childbirth with the naturopathy is because, by and large, diabetic physicians are the ones that do natural delivery and home delivery. So I can see why that confusion would exist. It's not a confusion, it's a fact. Medical doctors, by and large, don't do natural childbirth. They are more trained in and more appreciative of the medicated standard type of delivery. So that's not a confusion, that is a fact there. The report that she made reference to was a 1968 report by the U.S. Department of Health. In addition to the fact that that report is 16 years old, it was also issued by the United States Department of Health, which is all staffed by medical doctors. Now, this is very similar to, and I use these names only as an example, not because it's the case, this is similar to the Chevron gas station company issuing a report that Texaco doesn't have as good a gas. That really doesn't mean that Texaco doesn't have good gas, only that Chevron is most anxious to sell you their services and their products. As far as our profession not pursuing scientific basis in our diagnostic procedures, I again find that to be an error. We pursue the same diagnostic techniques that that their profession uses in terms of radiological workup, pathological reports, et cetera. And for her to say that we don't use that as the basis of our diagnostic workup, she is in error on that. I think the thing that is important here is that this is a human rights issue. It's the right of people to make their own choices in ways that affect their life. And just because one particular profession does not understand the things that we understand and is not aware of the knowledge that we have does not make our knowledge any less beneficial. We all know that for over 50 years, the treatment of scurvy with vitamin C was considered a quack treatment. And because the standard accepted medical society did not accept the treatment of vitamin C, the use of vitamin C in the treatment of scurvy. But that story actually goes farther. It took 50 years for the Royal British Navy to accept vitamin C as a treatment for scurvy. It took an additional 80 years for the British Medical Society to accept vitamin C in the treatment of scurvy. And so here we have the same thing. The summary of today's hearing is that the people are in favor of it. The established medical community is against it. But they are also against vitamin C and any other things. So this is why there needs to be a choice in healthcare through a choice that which is best is right. And certainly both professions have a lot to offer. And both professions will be utilized by the people when their services are desired and are most appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jasper. Since there are no other witnesses, I believe, is that correct, in Anchorage?
Representative Tischer, this is the Anchorage moderator again. Dr. Center has asked for a minute. You may have it.
Well, we have the minute, but two committee members have already left because the bridge has been closed and they're fearful that they won't be able to get home tonight. And we could extend this hearing to another time.
Who?
May I suggest that Dr. Center perhaps submit a written comment to the committee and we can make it a part of the record in that fashion if that is acceptable procedure to him.
Dr. Center, that'll be fine. He thanks you and he will forward his comments to you.
Thank you, and I also extend that same invitation to anyone else that may have additional comments to make or rebuttals to comments that were made and so forth. The committee is open to receiving any type of that, anything in that way before the deliberations finish on this particular piece of legislation. And with that, I'll ask the moderators to close down the network. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Tischer. We'll be sure to advise the people here the best way, just various ways they can get that testimony down to you quickly. Thank you, and that's all for me.
Okay, now the
moderator, would you know, I'd like to thank all those that have participated in Anchorage and Matt Studisil.com and Fairbanks and Anchorage.
And for the record, before we adjourn this meeting, I'd like to indicate that the committee has not yet received a fiscal note from the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. We do have a HESS department fiscal note on
it,
which is a zero fiscal note. The committee will be asking for a fiscal note from Legislative Finance also. It will be the practice of this chair to require that the legislative arm, fiscal arm of the legislature provide us with fiscal notes. As you well know, sometimes the fiscal notes that come down are tainted by favoring or disfavoring any particular piece of legislation, and I feel it necessary to qualify those fiscal notes by an independent fiscal note based on information that we are able to garner or the wishes of this committee. So don't be surprised if we recommend a fiscal note pass on with a bill from the legislative finance. With that, then, are there any other comments made by the committee?
I will be writing to Dr. Hampton and Dr. Spaulding, who are chiropractor, naturopaths in Fairbanks, both of whom I know. I didn't even know that they were naturopaths. But I'll be asking for their comments, and we'll give you a copy.
Could you do that with rapid haste? Mm-hmm. Could you do that with rapid haste? I would appreciate that. Yeah, so that we can get their comments. I will be directing staff, and I've worked on this personally, put together the pieces, and I have already developed some language that I think we've already asked the drafter to include. And what I want to do is to bring that draft before you independently so that you'll have an opportunity to study it. And the next time we meet on this, it will be from the limbo file, and you can expect it practically any time. Okay?
Yeah.
We've taken testimony last year and this year, and I think we've exhausted our external testimony.
I didn't have my name of the chiropractor.
That's who knows?
New information.
I will also be instructing the staff to provide you with the written minutes. I want you to know that has expertly kept up with the committee minutes so far, and that within a day's time she has had the minutes completed. We will no longer have to have that long delay if, you know, her strength remains as it is now. She's
Don't
very good at what
move.
She does.
But she won't have these on Monday.
anyway,
all day tomorrow.
And so that they're in your file. I'm going to insist that they just be placed in the file so that you have to check your files very frequently for that if you wish to have them. But they will be made available as soon in your files as they are done, as they are with me. So with that then, if there is no other business to come before this committee at this time, I wonder if I should just recess instead of adjourn.
Just make sure I get a copy of those too.
Meeting is adjourned.